Hello everybody, welcome to Amazing You. My name is Dr. Rani Tanakodi. I am a hypnotherapist using rapid transformational therapy method. I am a life and relationship coach, astrologer, inspirational speaker, and a compassionate life force energy practitioner. Today I want to talk to you about a very important topic. And it is often ignored. It is about feel your feelings with self-compassion. We live in a society today that requires us to be strong, to be brave, and to ignore and repress our feelings. And this society has created so much expectations on individuals in order to be perfect. Like on social media, people have to show a happy face in photos, great family life, having fun, to have a great body, to have an amazing life partner, and to wear fashionable clothes. And if we look at the workplaces as well, today, we see that many workplaces, people are competing with each other in order to get ahead. They are ignoring each other's feelings. They are being aggressive in order to get what they want. And many workplaces are making employees feel alienated, burnout, withdrawn, disconnected with each other. And with the pandemic, we've seen that many employees and people I've talked to have told me that they don't want to go back to their workplace. And when we look at the culture as well, in so many cultures, we are taught at a very young age not to cry and to be strong. And this means that our feelings cannot be expressed in a healthy way. So where do you think all these bottled up feelings will go? So let me tell you, they don't go anywhere. They stay in our body, and they can stay in our body for a very, very long time. And as a therapist, I can tell you that I have seen clients coming to sessions where they have held on to feelings of anger, fear, guilt, shame, resentment, anxiety that they have not expressed for years. And when I'm saying years, I mean more than 10 years. While other clients have come to me and they cannot even remember when it was the last time that they cried. And some other clients, they have numbed themselves so that they do not feel anymore. But the body keeps coming up with all sorts of health issues. So I want to share with you the case of a gentleman that I had in a session, and his issue was about having a lack of confidence and feeling uncomfortable being in the presence of others. He had a lot of childhood issues that has made him withdrawn from connecting with himself and with others. And withdrawing with others and numbing his feelings was a way for him to cope and to survive. He did not have much of a social life and his self-esteem was quite low. So we work on his feelings during the session. And after a few months, he contacted me and he said he's feeling much better within himself and he feels more confident to go out, to make new friends, and to create a new and a greater social life. So when you lose your sensations in your body, you also lose yourself. And when you lose yourself, you lose connection with others and with being alive. And Deborah King wrote a book which is called What You Hide Can Hurt You. So holding on to those unresolved feelings can lead to illnesses such as cancer, insomnia, depression, phobias, weight issues, autoimmune diseases, and many other ailments. So I want to share with you another client of mine who's been abused in her teenage years by her stepfather. And when she turned 18, she ran away from home. She left home. And after more than 20 years, she could still not understand her fear and her phobia of driving. So she could not drive for more than 20 years by herself, alone, anywhere. And once she was able to express those feelings of being unsafe in the session, she freed herself. And since then, she can drive alone anywhere and has seen huge improvements, not only in her driving, but in her whole life, in terms of being more confident in getting a better job and also in her relationships with others. So when clients are able to let go and release those unexpressed feelings, they feel liberated and free to be themselves again and to be alive. So more and more research studies believe that unexpressed feelings are stored in the body and cause illnesses until these feelings are released. And a great quote that I really like very much is by Henry Moseley, is the feeling that cannot find its expression in tears may cause the other organs to weep. And Marissa Peer said that one of the rules of the mind is you must feel your feelings until they are no longer required to be felt. And many, many people I know numb and hide their pains and feelings of being unloved, of being rejected, of not being good enough with various things such as smoking, food, alcohol, shopping, Netflix, TV, drugs, video games, and pornography. And 2 days ago, I was watching the trial of a very famous Hollywood actor who was saying that he had to numb the pain of his childhood abuse by using drugs and alcohol for several years since the age of 15. And he was heavily relying on drugs as well as strong medication to help him cope with the pain. And it was extremely sad to hear that. So, in order to deal with your feelings, it's important to use self-compassion. And self-compassion, it's about opening that inner door within you to create connection with yourself and with others by treating yourself in that painful moment with warmth, with kindness, encouragement and support. And you can do this today. I will show you how to do it by using the three A's. The first A is called awareness. That is, in that moment, that you are aware and mindful of your feelings. It is about being with their pain in that moment. It's about validating the discomfort in your body. So by asking yourself, what is going on inside of you right now? And the other question is, where is the pain or that feeling of anger, resentment, sadness in your body? And what other emotions are arising in that moment? And just be aware of those feelings. And second A is to accept. Accept how you are feeling without judgment, with kindness and compassion. And you can give yourself some support in that moment by taking some deep breath, using your breathing, listening to your breathing, focusing on your breathing. Or you can also use touch by touching yourself, giving yourself a hug, being gentle with yourself in that moment. And the third A is articulate. Articulate, it's about talking openly about how you are feeling. Connect with yourself by talking to yourself and reminding yourself that whatever you are feeling, whoever has hurt you, that everybody is imperfect and that everybody is struggling. Or you can also find a friend where with that friend you can express and articulate how you are feeling, and this can also help you to release those feelings in your body. And Marissa Peer says that when you are aware of your feelings, but you don't accept it, it doesn't go anywhere, it comes back stronger than ever. So if you are finding it difficult to do it by yourself, then I would strongly recommend you to find the help of a therapist, of someone who can help you to get those feelings out. Because sometimes the feelings have been stored in the body for a very long time, and it can be difficult to do by yourself. And the great physiologist, Walton Cannon, he said that there is wisdom in our bodies, because the bodies can always feel the pain, and the body will react in certain way by creating some dis-ease or discomfort to attract your attention, to show you that you need to pay attention to that specific part until you release those feelings. So your body is a very special place, and it doesn't need to store hurt, pain, or trauma. You can let go of the past, and you can let go of this pain and of those traumas. Because what you feel, you can also heal. And using self-compassion, it is the most transformative force to change yourself and to change others. So you can contact me for a free session, for a free 30 minutes complimentary call if you want a hypnotherapy, coaching, astrology, breathwork, or energy medicine session. And my email is Rani, R-A-N-I, Thanakody, Thanacody at MersVenusCoaching.com. And my website is https://MersVenusCoachRani.com. And I hope today that this video has helped you. And I wish you a happy and an abundant life. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.